Accession number 10656, rule 5.
Mr. Bob Bird, Reel 5. We were talking about your time at Gallipoli and your operations in and around Gully Ravine and to the side of it. What sort of duties did you have to do during this period? If you could run through them from...
Our own pair of horse and mule, our mules to look after, two mules to look after, because I was with a water cart.
What did you have to do with the water cart then? Could you tell us about that?
Well, we used to have he used to go down and find a thing, a special spot the engineers dug a well. And I can't think of the... He used to call it a certain name, point. That was all in full view of Johnny's Turk, all that kind of thing, all in full view. And when he saw a congregating of other infantry with their water carts, or another battery, wasn't it? He get naughty and start getting naughty and start firing. So he had to get out quick.
How did you fill the water carts from this well? What was the well? What did it look like?
Yeah, the wells was water was pumped
What I mean is, how did you fill the carts? Do you remember? Was it pumped in, or would you...
Yeah, it was pumped into the water cart. I can't remember whether it was pumped up from the well. I think it was pumped up from the well.
So that was one.
And the chap in charge, what's the name? Had to see this water was okay, and used to treat it as well.
And do you know what he was doing?
No. Used to go pretty horrible if you wanted to drink any of it. In fact, some of the horses turn their noses up, because, as I say,
Now, another job you had was to take the ammunition up to the guns with your mules. Could you tell me what that was?
Well, every night. I had the two mules, of course, off in the water cart. They packed saddles on their back. I used to have four rounds of eighteen pounders shells, four on each side of the horse's mule's back. I used to lead them up a path the engineers made from the gallery up to the higher ground to the gun positions. That was on the high ground. And, of course, during that time, he knew everything was going up gully, rushing for everything, for infantry and everything. That gully was to the front line. led to the front line till they come up to under Archie Barber there. I honest up 1 mule and walk behind him with long reins. God, will he help me up this path made by the engineer up to the West Indies, and just unload, dump these shells behind, not in one heap. The gunners wanted me to take each lot of load to the guns where it lined up, and I refused to do it. I chucked it all in a heap, because then the guns hadn't been fused.
The shells hadn't been
fused. They hadn't been fused, mind you. And I chuck them in the heap, but no, I wouldn't do it. Those lazy so-and-sos. They were up to come and get their own shells for their own guns, which was soon out in a line, in gun pits. So I certainly jibbed at that.
How long would that... How would you
that
do
was
that?
Every night for quite a time.
And would you go up more than once in a night, or was it just one trip there and back you'd do each night?
I made two or three trips. Nearly all night. It was nearly all night job.
Would you ever take the rations up as well for them?
No, I never took no rations
up. So you were just on... You're just on this job with the...
Yeah.
So, when would you get chance to sleep when you were doing that sort of thing? Would you get some chance in the day?
Well, I used to try and get in and have a nod, or get down and see. As I say, when you could, if there was nothing, could everything was quiet and all that, and you'd done your bit, you could have a snooze.
What would you feed the horses? Where would you pick up the food for the horse? Or was it brought up to your wagon, like, to your horse?
Oh, that was brought up by what do you call them?
Army Service Corps?
Yeah, that's all right. On their wagons.
What were they getting to eat, the horses? Did they get proper
bales of hay, wired up, and sometimes I don't know where they used to come from, but the green stuff we they used to. It was, I don't know where he used to come from, but I used to sometimes get a bit of a green, real good stuff. But,
did they get enough to eat, the horses?
More or less, they get the bales of what's name, and the bales, where they come from, have been barreled up really wet, so they were all mildewy. At the time, the horses wouldn't eat it. Well, of course, it was all dry and mildewy and smelt. So the horses turned their noses up.
What about your food? Did you have bully beef?
Oh, we had bully beef, we had biscuit.
You mentioned the bread short. You had no bread for a while.
Oh, that's when we first got on there. We had biscuits.
What were the biscuits?
Officers had the biscuits too. They had biscuits and.
What were the biscuits like?
Bloody hard. They were hard. The officers had the best biscuits.
They didn't have the same biscuit.
No, they had a special biscuit. You could eat, we used to nick them. And when we could, as I say, they were more edible. But our biscuits, some some used to be eat nice, like wheat, like a wheat biscuit. But now there's hard pastry biscuits.
What state was the bully beef in? Corn beef.
Oh, that was all right. The bully beef was all right.
Even in the hot weather?
We should bury it in the sun. If we had got a tinge of bully, that's what we used to bury it in the sand, keep it cool, rather than open it and get it all, nasty, greasy and whatever. It'd been in the sun, lying in the sun. What we used to do, as soon as we got a ration of biscuits, like a bit of bully beef and stuff, make a hole and dig it in the sand, make a mark where it was. That's what we used to do.
What other food would you get up at while you're in Gully Ravine? What about you mentioned?
Well, you've got the stews was thinly beef, cut up beef, and
Were the flies a problem to you?
Flies? You was eating them nearly. You had to be careful that they come all fly around your mouth. What we used to do, we used to stick a pot down in front of us to draw them away.
A pot of jam?
Yeah. Or anything like the little flock down there. Especially tea times. Oh, we had jam and cheese.
What type of jam? Is it nice?
It was possible. Pinksy's jam.
Did this work?
We used to go scrounging too. Well, round the dump, anywhere near the dump. We used to go scrounging and now and again you find a tin of strawberry jam. We used to watch those fine and tea, we got artful, and sometimes the strawberry jam was a bit different colour tin sort of thing. And if you're lucky, you got a tin of strawberry jam. But otherwise, always jam.
What was it usually?
Pinksy jam.
What's that?
That was the name of the firm who supplied them.
And what flavour was it?
Well, it wasn't bad, it was jam.
I mean, what type? I mean, you wanted strawberry. What type was the other jam that you...
Oh, well, possible.
Fair enough.
Possible, I would say.
What about the cheese? You say you
got
cheese first.
Yeah, cheese was all right. We used to get cheese was always all right. That wasn't much trouble. They used to keep that pretty fresh and solid like.
Anything else come up? Did you get a rum ration?
No, not then.
Any other rations you can remember coming up?
No, I can't.
Your water, what water would you actually drink? Would you drink the water from the wells, or was that mainly for the horses?
The water got from the well. The engineers had got a well.
And that was all right, was it?
Well, it was... I think it was treated. Used to taste as though they put stuff in it. But never very nice, what real cold water, nice cold water would by any means. It was, the previously, the water car blow used to put stuff in it to make sure it was all right for your inside sort of thing.
So you drink the same water as the horses, basically?
Yeah.
What about cigarettes? Did you get a cigarette record? You didn't smoke, but did you?
No, I never smoked.
But did you take the cigarettes? You said you mentioned you gave cigarettes to other people. Did you still do that?
Yeah, we've got issues with fags and that. But I never smoked in those days.
Were you able to keep clean at all?
Well, that was up to yourself, you see. When we was near the sea, not far from the sea, down the gully there, we'd be there every afternoon and have a bathe. Same as I say, we used to take our horses down. And some of them used to drink the seawater.
What effect did it have on them?
Oh, they didn't. We never even worry about it. If it upset them. They said, horses get off, please get off, and they didn't worry.
What about, were you expected to keep shaved and neat and as clean as possible then?
Were
you able to keep?
That was up to yourself. There were one or two dirty sounds, so there was trouble. But there was always had an inspection and lining up.
Even at Gallipoli?
Yeah.
What about latrines? What arrangements did they make?
Well, there was a special chap, there was two chaps, see that we had shaded off down about 20 yards or so away from your lines, sacking all around, you know. And the officer had their place. And in fact, they used to dig pits. And covering it up that way.
What about?
You never. Wouldn't like it wasn't later on, where they dug a big pit and put a bar across, which, incidentally, while we're on that, my old school pal of mine was doing his soldiering in India. The pole broke and he fell in the excrement. And his mates said, "Go, keep away from me, you stink." He might have lost his life over it. That poor old Harold.
Did you keep on having a problem with lice?
It's up to you. We got more lice, vermin, really, in France. Because I mucked in with another regular fella, old lover, and we had a little hut.
I'll come to that when we get to France. Sorry, that's my fault for leaving you. At Gallipoli, then, it wasn't such a big problem, lice. Because
you were near the sea. You got near the sea, you see. That killed all of these lice. You kept yourself clean. You was all right.
What about other animal pests? Were there any problem with things like rats or maggots?
No. What used to come out of the sand was what they call them, centipedes. Got all the legs. And you had to, if you got on your, what's name, you had to push it all the way it was going, otherwise their little legs would cling to you.
How big were they?
About that long.
About 4 or 5
They'd come
inches.
Out of the sand. Centipedes. I was going to come out several times, and when I had my cubby hole in the Spanx on the gully, come out of the sand. Well, you should bump that.
Did they bite, or were they just...
They sting. Used to sting. Used to cling to you. You had to brush them away, they going.
Were there a lot of them about in the summer?
Well, they were in the sand. That was one of the troubles.
Any other insect life or problems?
No, I don't can't call them more, nothing else. No, never had no rats or mice or anything like that.
Were there any dead bodies in the area or not properly buried? I shouldn't think there were.
No,
they were all dealt with down there.
I was never brought up in the right up in the front line. You see the dead troops, they get rid of their bed chaps, bury them.
What about shelling? You've mentioned once or twice in passing. Was there much shelling of the Gully Ravine area? I mean, was it a big problem to you? And did it prey on your nerves?
Well, it was when they, if there was any nasties, when they, our troops were trying to advance and break down the Turkish lines. That's when they got a bit naughty. But as I say, I was never brought up in the front line with our observing point gunners. There was two or three chaps on the telephones, telephoning down to the headquarters where the brigade headquarters was way back.
But did you have any? Did any shells land near you? I mean, did you have any close personal escapes?
Yeah.
What sort of thing?
Yeah. I nearly got crowned with the fuse. Bit awful shell from our own shield come down and got right in front of me.
From one of your own guns?
It was the fuse cap. And I touched it and it was red hot. If it had hit me, it would have just about killed me, I reckon. It was red hot. It was very hot. I touched it. Dropped right down in front of me. It was a narrow miss.
What about Turkish shelling? Did you get many of them shells near in your area? I noticed from your diary that you did have quite a few casualties.
Well, he got a shell when there was a strafe going on. We were lying back. We were lying back behind the line, behind the front line. The infantry used to catch the rough stuff.
But you said they used to fire a lot on Gully Ravine, which is where
Johnny Chuck knew that the Gully Ravine being used for everything. So he used to fire over salvos of small arms, bullets and things. And there was always bullets flying over there, especially night time, because they knew the rations was going up. And you could hear the bullets coming over. And when I was on that job of taking ammunition up the path to the guns above, the bullets flying all around you, you go all around you. Oh, lucky. Somebody looked after me on that job.
Did it make you nervous at all, being under fire?
No, you kept going. Took his chance. Chaps got wounded. Gunners down in below, they got wounded. You could hear the bullets dropping on the gun wheels and the wagon wheels down below. While I was doing this job, the bullets was flying over. He used to fly with salvos, and you could even go into the shoot into the ground, you know. But I don't know. I said somebody must have looked after me, because.
Did any of your friends get killed while you were at Gallipoli?
Yeah, more or less, my pal.
How was he killed?
Yeah, he. Well, we were on. Where were we then? Oh, that was in France.
So you didn't? Did you have many casualties? There's notes in your diary about casualties. Were you aware of casualties amongst the people on the wagon lines and such, the other drivers?
No, not really. No, as I say, the newest, the infantry was the there was the Dubs, the Munsters, Southwest Borders, Enniskillen's regiments.
Did you get many? Were many horses killed while you were there?
Yeah, well, we had a few killed, yes. But we had one, that happened in France. That was a nasty affair. That was happening in France when the shell came over. He saw us. We was on the march. That was in France.
Oh, so we'll come back to that. Yeah. But I mean, on May the 27th, for instance, it says a shell burst in your wagon line, killed 6 horses and wounded 13.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I can't remember it.
What about June the 4th? There was a large battle on June the 4th.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
Do you remember much about that?
We heard about the preparation being made, but everything was. You had to learn through general gossip amongst ourselves, amongst the troops, what was taking place, especially June the 6th. I remember there was a lot of talk about it. There's going to be a bit of a do. And we never advanced. He occupied the highest ground from Etty Barber, and he was well protected.
Was Asia, that there was a gun on the Asian side, which is called Asiatic Annie?
Well,
were you aware of that?
There was Asiatic Annie, we used to call her, from the Asia side. That was right. They never found it. He used to shift his position.
How effective was
it? The Queen Elizabeth come up there and try and find it once.
How effective was its firing?
Oh, long range. You'd hear it boom. You'd hear it moaning and coming over. And we got so used to it, you knew where you were going to, practically where you were going to drop. He dropped on the one he dropped over on where we had the bakehouse and we used to make the bread. Blew that to hell. So they're making another bakery, break the bread.